San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Easter Sunday, April 12, 2020. Today's lesson is The Promise with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning.
Good morning
and happy Easter. This is a very sacred and vibrational day. This is the most holy and sacred day on the Christian calendar. It's not just Easter Sunday, though. It's our 19th birthday, our San Diego Center for Spiritual Living 19th anniversary. Dr. Gordon Bishop, who is retired and now lives in Texas, founded this church on Easter Sunday in 2001. 2001 was a pretty momentous year. A lot of things happened, including 9/11. In fact, the day of 9/11 was the first day of my year two practitioner studies. And we called Dr. Gordon and said, "Hey, are we supposed to come to class? What are we supposed to do?" And he said, "Now more than ever, you need to come to class." And so we did. And we prayed and we learned. And now, with what's going on in the world, now more than ever, we need to examine our faith and look at the promises that are universal spiritual principles, the promise of life. In our quotes this morning, Reverend Mark Obkamp said from Luke, "God is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for in his sight all are alive." In his sight, in the eyes of God, all of us are alive. And so to say God is not a God of the dead, it's like, well, what does that mean? And it's to let us know that our divine center, our divine life, is not forever entrapped in a physical body. The physical body will fall away, but we spiritual beings are always alive. We cannot be anything else. That's one of the reasons why when you reach young adulthood and then you continue to grow and the body continues to be used and age and stuff, our minds, our who we are, doesn't age. We still think of ourselves as the same person we were in our early 20s. We know more. We are physically capable of less. But we are still that same person. And the reason we are is because that person is ageless. That spiritual being within us is ageless. And that's what Ernest Holmes was talking about when he said, as Reverend Mark pointed out, "Our contention is not that dead men live again, but that a living man never dies. The living soul, the spirit, the eternal essence of us does not die. It simply lets go of the body, no longer uses it as a vehicle to traverse this third dimensional world." So Easter, what we're celebrating today, is a time of celebration, reflection, and the glorious anticipation of breaking through all the limitations that up until now have held us from our greatness. It's a time of rebirth, renewal, and the resurrection of our divinity that moves all of us toward a happy, healthy, prosperous, and creative life. The spiritual message of Easter and the continuing message and mission of this church center is why we are here today, why we are gathered, quote unquote, this morning. Today I'm going to share some insights into the glory of Easter and to inspire all of you to the many opportunities that allow this church center to grow, to prosper, and to flourish as we make a difference here as the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, as the heart of San Diego. For we are a center filled with and giving and sharing unconditional love. Whomever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. And we say welcome home, because we are welcoming you home to the unconditional love that God is, as we express it to the best of our ability in our human lives. We call ourselves an interfaith community, which means that we honor all paths and beliefs that awaken humanity to its spiritual magnificence. All things that awaken humanity to its spiritual magnificence. We have a new thought approach to religion, and we practice our faith in what we call practical spirituality. Today, millions of people throughout the world celebrate the resurrection of the master teacher Jesus over 2,000 years ago. 2020, if we're counting them this way, but remember, it's not perfect because the calendar's changed over years, but it's approximately 2,020 years ago that Jesus the Christ was crucified on Holy Friday at a time of Passover, and was resurrected from his body on Easter Sunday. And yet the energy, the density of his body was so tightly imbued with his energy that people could physically see him as he moved around. They didn't find the body in the tomb, but his body that he moved through radiated like a light. Now, unlike Christmas, which is the other big Christian holiday, a selected date that we call the birth of Jesus, Easter Sunday is determined by the cosmic and celestial movements of the sun and the moon. It's based upon an ancient lunar calendar of the Hebrew tradition, and it's used to identify the sacred time of Passover. So in the Hebrew calendar, Passover is always in this specific time based on cosmic phenomena. That's the reason why the date of Easter Sunday, and our center's birthday moves around each year on the Gregorian calendar that we presently use. Easter always falls on the first Sunday after the first full moon following the vernal equinox or the first day of spring. So we're going back to very ancient ways of keeping dates, keeping calendars, keeping time, to that of being in alignment with natural occurrences, not counting the days in a month. For thousands of years, Easter has been celebrated on the first Sunday, today, after the first full moon last week, following the vernal equinox or the first day of spring, which was in late March. In our new thought, science of mind philosophy, we focus on the positive message of Easter rather than dwell upon the drama and the passion which led to this glorious day. Last week was Holy Week. It started on Palm Sunday with the triumphant return of Jesus of Nazareth into Jerusalem for the Passover. And during that week, where he started first in celebration, he then went through trials and tribulations and was in close communication with his apostles. He held the Last Supper, which was a Passover meal. And then he was arrested, mocked in trial, beaten, scourged, had to carry his own cross to his crucifixion area, and then was nailed to the cross and left to die. All that happened on Friday. So Sunday to Friday, his life changed in a big way. And if everything ended on Friday, probably none of us would really know anything about Jesus the Christ, because they did a lot of crucifixions in those days. It was a common form of punishment. But then something happened on a Sunday. And that's where we are focusing our attention. And that is why Christianity exists, is because of that Easter Sunday, that Sunday of resurrection. So we're turning our attention to the rebirth and the renewal of the human spirit that was exemplified by the great way shower, Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus was the great example rather than the great exception. So this morning, we're not only celebrating Jesus' resurrection, we celebrate all of humanity overcoming limited beliefs and the promise of life everlasting. The promise of life everlasting. The promise of forgiveness, the promise of compassion, the promise of wholeness, of eternality, of immortality, and the continuity of the individual soul forever and ever expanding. Now, does that sound familiar? That's in our Declaration of Principles. It's through our conviction of faith, our belief in the one power and the one presence of God, and the practical application of spiritual principles that we shall overcome any obstacles, any false beliefs. Today, we're reminded that we can break through any illusions that hold us back from our divine inheritance of the kingdom within. The kingdom within. And so as we get ready to explore that, let us again anchor ourselves in knowing that there is only one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And we call this God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And this was the same for Jesus the Christ, that he lived and moved and had his being within and as that one power, that one presence, that one infinite intelligence. The people also call God the Father. In Christianity, we speak of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So it's the triune nature of God. We look at that more from a metaphysical perspective, but that doesn't change the triune nature of the infinite, of the all, of God that is all. So let's take a New Thought, Science of Mind approach to the Easter story. During his adult life, he was known as Jesus of Nazareth, son of a carpenter born to Joseph and Mary in the city of Bethlehem. In his 20s, he traveled the land, quote, going about his father's business, end quote. And through the many miracles he performed and the wisdom he shared, he became the prophet and was praised as the King of Jews. At the age of 33, however, he was ridiculed, spat upon, beaten, and forced to carry his own cross to fulfill the ultimate sacrifice. By the end of the week, on Friday, his death was witnessed by the same people who had only 1 week earlier thrown palms upon his path in a royal reception upon his return to Jerusalem during the Passover feast. As Jesus took his last breath and surrendered his spirit on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Into your hands I commend my spirit." And so Easter morning came, and this is the reason we celebrate. It was the moment the man from Nazareth was lifted up, rising above the limitations of death, and was resurrected into a new life. The stone of fear was rolled away. The stone of false evidence appearing real was removed, and the promise of everlasting life was fulfilled. To this day, millions of faithful look to his example to rise above their own trials and tribulations and to experience the empowerment of personal resurrection and renewal. We also know this as self-help. There are many organizations that help people to rise up from whatever conditions they are in. And so I invite all of us this Easter morning to rise above our own limitations. I invite you to roll away the stone of uncertainty and fear and fulfill the promise of a new way of living. If this is something you aspire to, place your hand on your heart and affirm with me, "Today I am lifted up to a new awareness of who I am, to rise above any limitation, and fulfill the promise of my divine and spiritual magnificence that resides within me." And so it is. And now breathe. Take a deep breath. You have spoken your word. Today you are lifted up to a new awareness of who you are. Today you do rise above any limitations, and you do fulfill the promise of your divine and spiritual magnificence that resides within you. It resides within all of us. It simply is who we are. We are the divine magnificence here in this body, on this earth plane, but we are part of the one. We have that infinite wisdom available to us as we open ourselves up to receive it. Everything that we need to know is available for us to know when we ask the question in our higher mind, in our higher self. The answer always appears. Now, we don't always like the answer. We may say, "Okay, this is what I want, and this is how I want it." And it goes back to what is the deepest call of our heart. Do I want a new car? Or do I really want to be able to get where I need to be when I need to be there without great difficulty? I really want to get where I need to be when I need to be there without great difficulty. And so that is what my heart is saying. That is what is being put out into the universe with emotion, with feeling. And so that's what comes. The science of mind philosophy teaches that the kingdom of heaven is within you. The Bible does too. How many times did did Jesus say, the kingdom is at hand, the kingdom is within. The essence of spirit is within all life. I'd like to share a poem called The Promise Within. Within the bulb is the flower. Within the acorn, the oak tree. Within the caterpillar is the wisdom to weave the cocoon with the promise of the butterfly. Within the cold and snow of winter is the promise of spring. Within the silence, there is a song seeking word and melody. And within the darkness of dawn, the promise of the light of a new day. That, I believe, is what the promise of Easter morning reveals to us. It's the resurrection of that which came before. It's the resurrection of that which was whole, complete, and perfect. Dr. Ernest Holmes, founder of the religious science movement and author of the Science of Mind textbook, defines resurrection as a restoring or renewal. In other words, resurrection not only means the great demonstration of life over death, it's the ultimate manifestation of personal empowerment. The Master Teacher Jesus made it clear to all humanity that you and I can do these things and greater if only we believe. And he was talking about the miracles of healing, all the things that he was doing to heal people, to feed people, to multiply the fish and the loaves, to speak, to pray, to simply be the expression of the divine that he was. He said, you and I can do these things and greater if we believe. He taught us that the kingdom of heaven is not reached through the gateway of death, but by overcoming our limited beliefs while we are here in this human experience, alive, awake, and aware of our divinity. This is where the true promise of resurrection and renewal ultimately lies. It ultimately resides within ourselves. You must believe that there is a part of you that can be made new again and again and again. It makes no difference whether you're young or old. If you choose to be alive to what resides within you and you believe in your oneness with eternal being, the promise of renewal is assured. It is assured. Now, I don't normally say you should, you ought to, you must. And so think of must as kind of a cause and effect thing. If you want the effect, you must create the cause. Okay? The cause is your belief. You have to believe that there's a part of you that can be made new. And the effect is that part of you is made new. The cause is our belief system, what we truly believe about ourselves. And therefore, the effect reflects the inner. So if we believe that we are going to die at 40, well, then you probably will die at 40. I believed when my doctor told me my hand wouldn't heal for 7 to 8 years. And sure enough, it took 7 to 8 years for my nerves to regrow and my hand to heal. I can't tell you how many times I have, since I learned all this, I have wished that he told me 2.5 to 3 years, because I know that through the power of all of this that is us, that hand would have been healed in 2.5 to 3 years. I could have saved 5 years Instead, I lived with it. I did what I needed to do and just knew that in 7.5 to 8 years, my hand was going to be better, which it was. So it makes no difference whether you're young or old. God does not know big or little. He does not know young or old. Everything is all the same. It's all God. It's only the human, human body, the earth suit that we wear, that goes through a process of wearing out. And when you believe in your oneness with eternal being, the promise of renewal, the renewal of your heart, the renewal of your soul, the renewal of your life is assured. On page 517 in the Science of Mind textbook, it's in the Meditations for Self-Help place section. It's got all these little short meditations to contemplate, and some of them are very, very powerful, as is this one, I Keep the Promise. I shall keep the promise that I have made to myself. I shall never again tell myself that I am poor, sick, weak, nor unhappy. I shall not lie to myself anymore, but shall daily speak the truth to my inner soul, telling it that it is wonderful and marvelous, that it is one with the great cause of all life, truth, power, and action. I shall whisper these things to my soul until it breaks forth into songs of joy and the realization of its limitless possibilities. I shall assure my soul. I shall keep the promise not to lie to myself. I shall keep the promise of knowing that I am already whole, perfect, and complete. And so as we go through the experiences that we are having now with this pandemic, and with the various restrictions that are being placed on people's movement and interaction with others, I want to remind us all that not everybody thinks the same thing is essential. And our federal government has not laid down laws and rules that would restrict any of our constitutional freedoms. Our local governments, however, are a different matter. Everything that they say that they're doing is to protect. Everything that they say that they're doing, they also say is to protect the people from having a massive outbreak and millions of people succumbing to this virus. In the process, some of them have attempted, some of these rules have attempted to limit our constitutional rights. So I just want to remind you that the number one right in the Constitution is the First Amendment, and it is the right to peaceably assemble and to worship the way we choose. Those essential rights are being called into question. And so what I want to tell you now is that God is not constrained to a physical building. That you and Spirit, you and God create a majority. Wherever you are, God is. There is no spot where God is not. So if you are unable to gather in a place with fellow worshipers, with fellow spiritual beings. If you're unable to gather with others on this Easter day, the promise is still being fulfilled. The promise is for each and every one of us in our divine nature. And therefore, life is still within us. The divine essence is still who we are. And we are still blessed. And this is still Easter. And this is still our 19th anniversary. So yay for us. Yay for Easter. Yay for everything. And each of us is truly blessed. And so this Easter Sunday on our 19th anniversary of the founding of San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, I invite you to reveal and act upon the promise that was made over 2,000 years ago. I invite you to the realization of limitless possibilities of wholeness, love, and light. Make that commitment to roll away the stone of darkness and experience a life of fulfillment and divine purpose. Join us when all this is over. Join us as we move this church center together into this next decade, the 2020s, this decade of prosperity, growth, and loving service to everyone who enters its doors. Thank you for your time and your attention this morning. Happy Easter. Namaste.